Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Ches. We are up to Sif Yud Ches, the last line on page 214. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Ches, Kotz hamunach b'rishus harabim, a thorn that is resting in the rishus harabim, mutter l'taltalo pachos midal ramos. You are allowed to move this thorn by walking less than 4 amos at a time. U'b'karmelis mutter l'taltalo lehedya, but in a karmelis, you're allowed to carry it straight away without stopping every 4 amos. Mishum d'chayshinan shema yusku bo rabim, because we're concerned that maybe the rabim will get damaged. U'v'makom hezeka de rabim l'gozer rabbanan shu. And a place where there is a possible hezek of the rabbim, the rabbanon did not make their issa the rabbanon, and therefore in a karmelis you can carry it regularly. In a rishus rabbim where carrying is da'oraisa, then you'd have to carry it pachos without amos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ayin Hey. Kotz hamunach, das harivosh hamuva b'magen Avram, the opinion of the rivosh that is brought in the Magen Avram, d'imhoya hakotz gadol osur l'taltalo, if this thorn was large and was recognizable, then you're not allowed to move it. D'benokel yochol lihizar mimenu shelo yuza, kevan d'nir lakol, since it's very large and everybody sees it, you can easily avoid it and not get damaged, and therefore there is no heter to move it. Ayin b'magen Avram shehiksha alav, look in the Magen Avram, that he asks a question on the rivosh, Ubitosefa Shabbos Miyashvo, Tosefa Shabbos answers the question, Umitzade Lahoros Kamoso, and he leans to paskening like this Rivosh. I am Besefer Shulchan Atse Shitim, the Betoto Menatzad Mutter Gambaze. The Shulchan Atse Shitim says, and if you're going to move it through something else, Toto Menatzad, that would be mutter even in this case, where it's large and it is avoidable. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sefkatan Ayin Vav, Pachos. So in a case where it's not large, and therefore one can see it, and it can be dangerous. You are allowed to carry this thorn, pachos, marba amos, achi esalkenu litzide rishus harabim, until you get it to a place which is on the sides of the rishus harabim. Mokum she'ein dorsim bo rabim, a place where a lot of people are not walking. Umashma b'magen Avram, didavka im lo haya hakotz munach sham yer Shabbos. The Magen Avram is mashma that this heter is specifically if the thorn was not there on Erev Shabbos. The im lo kain, because if not so, but rather it was there from before Shabbos, Hayulol l'salko me'er Shabbos, then you should have moved it before Shabbos, and you have no heter to move it on Shabbos. Aval ha'el Yerabah cholei kolav, however, the Yerabah argues with the Magen Avram, v'svirulei, and the Yerabah holds that afilu munel shom me'er Shabbos mutar lutlo b'Shabbos, even if it was there from before Shabbos, you still have the heter to move it on Shabbos, because l'maisa, it's there, it's dangerous, and you have the heter. Sivkotan ayin zayin, Ubimakom hezeka de rabim. So we said in the Mechaber, although in the Rishus HaRabim, you'll have to carry a pachos midal ramos, in the Karmelis, which is only the Rabbanim, you can carry it freely to avoid a person getting damaged, because, says the Mechaber, in a place of a hezek of the Rabim, they never made the Shavus. Asks the Mishnah Berurah, Vahadi Yisrael El B'Sevav B'Hagah, that which the Ramah told us in Sevav, Dim Yeh Shivrei Zechuchas B'Bayis, if there are broken pieces of glass in the house, Mutter L'Salko U'Lefanoso, you can clear it away and move it away, Av She'Stam Bayis Ein Motzui Bo Rabim Kokach, even though it's in a house, and a Stam house doesn't really have a Rabim, here the Mechaber says, B'Mokom Hezeka the Rabim, they weren't Gozer, but there it's in a regular house, it doesn't seem to be a case of the Rabim. So answers the Mishnah Berurah, Shom Hurak Isser Mukta. There what's being addressed by moving away the pieces of glass is only the Isra of Mukta, which is more lenient. But over here, the Isra Toto Dad Amos Bekarmelis, when it comes to moving something 4 amos in a karmelis, obrish sarabim pachos miza, or less than 4 amos in a rish sarabim, chomer miza, that iser is more chomer, and therefore, over here specifically, it has to be a hezeka de rabim to permit the carrying in the karmelis, or in the limited fashion in the rish sarabim. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Yotes, Sulam shel aliyah, a ladder of an attic, Shu gadol, which is large, v'osri lehatiach bogago, and it is used to shmir tar on one's roof. Osir l'taltalo, that ladder is mukta, it's not allowed to be moved. Aval shel shovach, but a ladder of a dovecote, of a birdhouse, mutter l'netosa mimakom l'makom, you can move it from place to place within the same shovach, aval lo yolichenu mishovach l'shovach, but you shouldn't move it from one dovecote to another dovecote. Why is that? Kedei shelo yasa kedero shu osa b'chol v'yovel lotzer, because we don't want you doing and moving the ladder the way you normally do during the week, and you'll come to trap animals like you do during the week. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ayin Ches, in the case of the Sulam Shel Aliyah, which is very large and it's made to shmir tar on the roof, it is usher to move it. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Al Sulamo Shebabayas, but regular ladders in the house. Shasuyim letaltel mizavis lezavis letzarach ezatashmish. They're made to be moved from corner to corner for any use that it's needed for. So lo osi lemeir lehatia gagahu tzarach. No one's going to come to say that you're moving the ladder because you want to shmir tar on your roof. And memeilu umutr letaltelo kidei lehotzi al yado ezadover min halia o lehaloso. So you would be allowed to move this ladder to get something out from the aliyah or to go up it. That would be 100% fine. Va'ein lekamon besimin tov kuf yudches. B'taz shekasav, da'afilu ma'asulam hu gadol gam ke mutter. Even if it's a very large ladder, it is still mutter. So it's dafka, a ladder that is a ladder of an aliyah that is used normally at tiach bogago, that's when it's going to be usher. But if it's a ladder of the house, so then that is not considered mukta. Sivkatan ayin tes, we said it is usher la'tiach bogago, shigago seyem eno mishupotin. Their roofs in those days were not slanty like our roofs, utzrichen la'hatichon betit kidei she'azuvu me'mein lamata. And they needed to smear the roof with tar in order that the water should drip down to the bottom. Sifkatan pei, the mechaber said, in that case of that attic, it's usur letaltelo. I am the prima godim de lefidas harambam afibu letzar gufo mukomo usur. The prima godim says, according to the Rambam, even moving this ladder letzar gufo letzar mukomo is usur. Now that's surprising because Pashtas, you would think it's a klishim lato l'isser. It's a ladder that is used to shmir tar on your roof, which is not allowed. So at most, you would think it's a klishim lato l'isser. But if you look at note 100, he explains, "B'tam adavar kasav sham." The reason of the Rambam is she'ein olav toras kli. This ladder is not considered a kli at all. Ubir ha'magen Avram she'nechshav hu ka'achas midalso sabayis. This ladder is considered like one of the doors of the house. V'afal pi she'enu mechubar l'karka. And even though it is not attached to the ground, kosava atila l'david she'mikom akom kevan shlohuchan l'tiltul. Since it's not prepared for moving, she'rei kol tashmisha hu below tiltul. Its whole use is without moving it. So ein olav toras kli. Does not have a din of a kli. And therefore, the Rambam holds very chomer that this ladder is not even a kli shmat l'isser, and therefore it can't be moved l'tzar gufo l'tzar mekomo. The other pshat that we said earlier is that the problem is that people are going to think that you're moving it to shmir tar on your roof. So in that case, it would be mutter l'charo l'tzar gufo l'tzar mekomo. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Chof, Charios shel dekel shektzatzam l'sreifa. If you have charios, which the pirish is anofim, branches, palm branches, that you cut them down to use for firewood, muktzim heim, they are muktzim v'asul l'taltalam, you're not allowed to move them. Yoshav aleihem ma'at mibodyom, if you sat on these branches a little bit from before Shabbos, mutter leishav aleihem b'Shabbos, you're allowed to sit on them again on Shabbos, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, not only allowed to sit on them, you're allowed to move them, they're not muktzah. The kol shekein im ksharon leishav aleihem, if when you just sat on them, they lose their status of muktzah. Certainly if you tied them together to sit on them, you did an actual maisa in the charayos, it won't be muktzah. O im choshav aleihem mibodyom leishav aleihem afilu b'chol. Or if you thought from before Shabbos of sitting on them, even during the week, that also will remove them from the category of muktzah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sekotan pe'alv shektzatzon l'sreifa. We're talking about palm branches that you cut down for firewood. Mashma distoma lo asiri. From the fact that the Mechaber says you cut it down for firewood, then it's muktzah. It's mashma that if you cut it down stam, it wouldn't be muktzah. V'ayin l'kamei mashek asavnu de'itzim shalonu stama omdim lahasaka. Look, we're going to see later on that when it comes to our wood, a stam wood that is cut down is omid lahasaka and it would be usr. Not like the mashma of the Mechaber over here. Isa b'shas, the Gemara says, Yizmora shi'esh b'rosha akmimus ke'in mazlig. If there's some kind of vine that has at the edge of the vine some kind of turn, some kind of bend that's like a fork, sheroi litlos olav dli ulamalos bo, and it's fit to hang on that little hook a bucket to fill up water with, afal pi shechishev olav mi'er Shabbos lamalos bo, even though you thought ready from before Shabbos to use it for filling up water, osir lamalos bo b'Shabbos, you are not allowed to use it on Shabbos to fill up water. El im kein hikshura badli mi'er Shabbos, unless the vine is actually tied to the bucket from before Shabbos. What is the concern? We're worried that maybe when you start hanging the bucket on top of the vine, you'll realize the vine is too long. When you're going to start cutting it to make it shorter, since it's so soft and easy to cut, we're worried you might come to cut it. Turns out you're making a kli on Shabbos, and that'll be the issur of makabapatish. You're finishing up a kli. So therefore, even if you thought about using this vine with its hook to put the dli on to draw water from before Shabbos, it's not good unless you actually tied it on before. The imhu kasha, however, if this vine is not a soft vine that's easily cuttable, rather it's a hard vine, mashmu d'shari, the mashmos is that will be mutter. Afil imrak yichet hazmora lakach meyar Shabbos, even if you only designated the zmora for this purpose from before Shabbos without actually tying it on. The imhu mechubur lakarka. Till now we're discussing the vine that is detached. However, zakta meshabura, if the vine is still attached to the ground, afilu hu kasha, even if it is hard, the lekach shasha miyikdom, where there is no concern that you might cut it, afilu hachi aser lishtamishba, it is still going to be aser to use this vine that is mechubur, elu imkein hikshura badli, unless it is tied to the dli already from before Shabbos, mishu mukza. And the reason is because of mukza, because the vine is mukza, the mechubur lakarka lo mahani mashava lo tziya mitaras mukza. While something is still attached to the ground, it does not help to have in your mind to use it, to take it out of the category of mukza. Ach, to be mechuber lo sharina nafilu bikshura. However, another chumra over here is that if it's attached to the ground, we don't allow you to use it even if it is tied together. Elok shazmora hu pachos mishlosha tfachim samach laaretz, unless the vine is less than 3 tfachim close to the ground. Because if it's higher up, then you get into a whole other problem of being mishtamish be'ilan once it is over 3 tfachim. So to summarize what the Mishabura is saying over here in Sivkatan, pay aleph, if you have this vine with a hook at the end, like a fork that you could carry, you could hook up a dli to draw water from it. So if it is a soft vine, so he said, even if you thought about it before Shabbos, it's not allowed, because the word, if it was not hooked up already, if it was not tied, the dli was not tied to the vine, the word, you might end up cutting the vine to make it shorter. So that in that case, it has to be tied. If it's harder, so then it would not have to be tied before, as long as you had in mind to use it, that would be okay. If it's attached to the ground, so he said you have another problem besides that you need it to be tied on. It has to be within 3 tefachim from the ground, and that way you avoid the problems of using a tree on Shabbos. Continues the Mishabura, Sivkatan Pebez Va'asu L'Taltalam. This is going back in the Mechaber that said these palm branches that you cut down to burn them, they're muktzah and they can't be moved. Hainu Tiltal Mamish. What it means to say is you can't actually move them with your hand. But to sit on them when you're not moving them from their place, that for sure is mutter. And even if they move when you're sitting on them, the Magen Avraham leans to say that will be mutter. That's considered tiltul minatzad. We'll see, maybe even total begufo, which is mutter, so long that you do not move it with your hand, it's not a problem. Umatsasi b'me'iri shigam huiskim laze. I found in the Me'iri that he agrees to this as well. Rak shekosa debemokum she'ein tzorech roi lifrosh mizeh. He writes that if it's not a need, so then you should stay away from it, but otherwise be'etzim, he holds it, it's mutter. Sivkotan pe'gimel goes to the next point of the Mechaber, that if you sat on these chareyo shel dekel, that you cut down for firewood from before Shabbos, so then you are allowed to sit on them on Shabbos. Mutter, v'afal pi shelo chishev aleya mibod yom. Even though you did not think about using them on Shabbos from before Shabbos, debazeh sheyoshav, from this that you sat on them before Shabbos, giladaito du yeshiva kaima, you have revealed your mind that they're omid now for yeshiva. V'husar me'alein she'muktza, and that removes from them the she'muktza. And then it's mutter sevkotan peidal leishiv aleihem, hainu afilu letautlon kedei leishiv aleihem. So the Mishabu and the Mechaber says that if you sat on it before Shabbos, you're allowed to sit on it on Shabbos. It doesn't just mean you could sit on it on Shabbos. You're allowed to actually move it in order to sit on it on Shabbos. It is not muktza. Certainly, we said if you tied the branches together or you thought about using them during the week, it will be mutter. Says the Mishabura, Sivkatan Peheira Tzalomer de Bezesh Sha'asa Maisa Mibod Yom. This that you did an action from before Shabbos. O Shechisha Bedaito Behedul Yeshiva. You thought explicitly in your mind that you're going to use it for Yeshiva. Bevadai Bita Me'alem Shem Muksa. For sure, you have nullified from them the Shem Muksa and its mutter. Afilu Bechol. Even if you only thought about using it during the week. Brings b'shem some rishonim that they hold the machshav lo mahani elohim kein chishav leishav aleihem b'shabbos. Just thinking about, like the Mechaber says, that you're going to be sitting on them and using them during the week is not enough. It has to be a machshava that you have to sit on them on Shabbos. I'd like to point out one interesting note over here. And that is note number 104, going on the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Pei Gimel. We said in Sifkatan Pei Gimel, on that which the Mechaber said, if you sat on the Chareil Shadaka from before Shabbos, they are not Mukta. And we said, even if you didn't think about it before, the fact that you sat on it before, that's already a Gilui Das, that is Omid Yeshiva, and it removes the status of Mukta. Note 104 points out, Oklei Chashmal Shehiskalkel, some electrical device that got ruined, it broke, V'Rigilim Hayiladim L'Sachik Bo, and the normal way is that when someone's electrical device, like a phone, as we'll see, breaks, he gives it to his children to play with. Rav Yashiv says, Shemutu L'Tatalu L'Sachik Bo, it's not Mukta. It's allowed to be moved, the child's allowed to play with it. Shekevan Shirigilim Bakar, since that's a normal way that kids play with their parents' broken phones, Ein Hu Mukta Afilu Imlo Yechdu L'Kach. It is not Mukta, even if he wasn't not Miyachid it. So, Rav Yashiv, they bring it down over here, because it's similar to what we're saying over here, that you didn't think about using it on Shabbos, but by sitting on it before Shabbos, that's a Gilui Das, and therefore the Shem Muktzah is removed. So over here by the phone, it's the same idea. The fact that it's a regular, people give their phones to their kids, so automatically when the phone breaks, it's considered set aside for the kids to play, and therefore Rav Yashiv says it would not be Muktzah. Let's stop here, and we'll continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Sif Chaf Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.